The Thompsonville Press. The Press has a larger circulation in the territory between Hartford and Springfield than any other newspapers. It pays to advertise in it. Established 1880. Thursday, September 13th, 1917. Single copy, 5 cents. Volume 38, number 20, page 1. Timely suggestions on local patriotism. Outlook not encouraging. In the most discouraging and disheartening year of its history, the town of Enfield is confronted with the most serious financial crisis in its experience. The comments in last week's press on the town budget for the coming year offer abundant food for thought. It is to be hoped that a perusal of the articles will stimulate a train of thought in the mind of every taxpayer in the town that will be fruitful in results. In the most discouraging and disheartening year of its history, the town of Enfield is confronted with the most serious financial crisis in its experience. Conditions were never worse from the viewpoint of the taxpayer. Never during its existence has our town stood in greater need of honest, disinterested, nonpartisan, earnest consideration from its intelligent and capable advisors. Patriotism, as generally applied and understood, suggests love of country, loyalty to and firm belief in the great principles of democracy upon which our nation is founded. In this sense, we are proud to be considered loyal. We proclaim our loyalty loudly on every and all occasions. But while we extol and honor this brand of patriotism, let us not forget that there is another, a more intimate one that, in a way, touches us more nearly, a local patriotism. And I hold that the citizen who possesses local patriotism to the full, who places local welfare before party consideration, who singles out and supports the men of whom his honest judgment approves, who is willing to devote effort and thought to further the affairs of his hometown, makes the very best of all patriots. Few towns are affected more unfavorably by war conditions than Enfield. We are making absolutely nothing demanded by the nations at war. The product of our great carpet corporation, such a solid dependence in times of peace, is, in the final analysis, a luxury, and rising values have put it in the class of exclusive luxuries. The inflated wages of the numerous war industries with which we are surrounded have lured away many of our workers. Our rural population is struggling with the problems of high wages, increased cost of fertilizers, feed, seeds, and implements. Our merchants are depressed by poor business conditions. Out of this gloomy picture, in the year of all years when we are least able to pay, we are confronted with the specter of a 17-mill tax. It serves no good purpose to go into details of reason and clauses. We are face to face with a condition of the gravest import. It is a time for the best thought of the best minds. Every taxpayer, every citizen of our town should make a careful study of that budget as interesting him individually and as it affects the future of our town. It is a time to show local patriotism, to enroll as a local patriot. It is very possible that all the items in the budget are not absolutely necessary. Individuals are denying themselves, are going without things, are postponing to a better time. Possibly the town can do the same. How many of us are turning the old rugs around, are putting off the painting of the house, postponing repairs? How many of us are looking over the old suits and getting busy with cleaning preparations? How many families are holding solemn conclaves discussing ways and means? Let us treat our town just as fairly as we are treating our own business and family. Let us exercise the same good judgment in town affairs as we try to use in our private business. As a town, we must spend just as little money as possible during the coming year. As local patriots, we must make up our minds to submit with patience and resignation to conditions made necessary by a retrenchment that is imperatively demanded. Signed, Dr. George F. Finch.